Now, today, for example, the whole world is faced with what looks like a terrific problem. The problem of terror and terrorism in the world. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with some of these other world problems too? Just exactly the same way that we deal with what seems like a personal problem. Again, we have to realize omnipresence, the presence of love everywhere. The truth that there is only one person, God itself appearing, manifesting, expressing as individual being, and expressing only the qualities and the character of that one. Hostages. Let us remember that consciousness can never be a hostage. And that is the truth about every person in the world, that they are that one consciousness individualized. There are enough of us here to realize that truth, to lift the world, at least those who are in any degree receptive. And we have to know that everybody is, because they're God appearing. Lift them out of that hypnotism, that paralysis of fear. And if we let ourselves be caught in that fear, believing that there is some person, and how much it looks like that, some person who has the power of capturing us, taking us hostage, some person who has the power of life or death over us. If we believe that, we're going to say, well, it can happen here. Oh, yes, it can. To those who accept this belief. But if we go back to our healing principle, our original premise, that God appears as individual being, we will be praying for what seems like an enemy, because we will be knowing his real identity. And you know, when the sun shines on a piece of ice, it's a great, can be a great big block of ice. And it can seem that it will never melt. But when the sun shines on it long enough, it melts. And when the sunshine of spiritual realization, the realization of spiritual identity, that everyone is that God individualized, that Christ identity, when the sun shines on that, it melts even the hardest cake of ice, even the most unseemingly unresponsive. Oh, but you say, I'm just one. What can I do? Oh, you can feed the multitude. You can give them that meat that never perishes. You can give them that cup of cold water because instead of malpracticing them by thinking of the horrible things they are doing, and to appearances they are horrible, you can know who they are. And you know what happens when we know who they are? They're freed of the mesmerism. If the depth of our awareness is great enough, that's our responsibility. That our awareness may be so deep, so great, that we are not tempted to impute evil or evil power or power of any kind to any person. Stone walls do not a prison make, or iron bars a cage. Consciousness cannot be imprisoned. And let us know that those who seem so evil are those who do not know who they problem. If they knew that they were consciousness, unlimited, infinite, divine consciousness, possessing all that is, not even having to divide it with anyone because they have the totality and the allness of infinity. If they knew that, do you think they'd be doing what they're doing? Do you think anyone would commit a crime? They only commit crimes because they think somebody has something they want or need. It all goes back to that basic principle. Remember I said these principles are so simple? This truth is so simple and uncomplicated. It's just as simple as 2 times 2 is 4. It really is. It's just to practice it, to become aware of it, to be convinced of it. And that's what that Christ realization is, a conviction. A conviction that there's only one power and one presence. And that presence is just as present in Iran as it is right here in this room. That presence hasn't deserted Iran. It hasn't deserted Russia. It hasn't deserted the Middle East, any part of it, or Europe, or South America. That presence is omnipresence. And it is everywhere in operation. But if we are in a dream, if we are asleep, if we have amnesia and have forgotten who we are, then we don't know. We don't know that we are the son of the king. Or better yet, the king itself. We don't know that if we're asleep. And then we can be victim of all these malicious feelings and desires and acts. But not when we know who we are. Not then. That spiritual identity, which we call the Christ, God individualized, God expressing as individual consciousness, that spiritual identity is ever active and ever awake. And there isn't anything that we do that ever brings it into operation. Now that's the trick. A lot of people think that if they know this truth long enough, they're going to bring it into activity. That's pretty arrogant, I think. That's what it is. That's the word. That's arrogance. to believe that because we say some words or think some truth, that we're going to make that divine activity operate. Ah, it's operating. It's governing. It's governing its spiritual universe now in such wholeness and perfection and glory and abundance that no one has anything ever to fear except to go to sleep. That's the trouble. When we sleep in the sleep of human consciousness, humanhood, then fear takes over. And we can be victims of that nothingness called the carnal mind. That balloon with the skin peeled off. Because we are afraid. We don't know who we are. You and I and all the Iranians and the Russians and the Chinese and the Indians and the Americans and everybody in the world, all are that divine consciousness, that one infinite consciousness, never needing anything. That's why we say, don't cry. Don't desire to be healed. Wake up and know that you are already free, even though the mind does not testify to it, and the mind says, I ache and I hurt and I have pain. Wake up and know that I, in the midst of me, am mightier than anything in this world. It's a song. Let it sing itself in you. Let that song be right on key. I, in the midst of me, am mighty. I need not fear. I need never be a hostage to fear. The fear of anything out here in this world. How wonderful this truth is, and it is a universal truth. And anyone in any church or any way or any path can become aware of his real identity. And everyone one day will find himself and his true home in the kingdom of God, buried within him, but not hidden to us who know this. And through our knowing, we must share, we have grace, and we must share that grace with the whole world, by knowing that the government is on his shoulders. That's it. Not ours. We have a responsibility. Our responsibility is to know this truth. To know that everyone, that Christ within every person in the world is now, always and always has been, awake. That's the truth. It's always awake. Now our realizing that for all the world helps those that are mesmerized by the fear of outer effects and form. It helps them to awaken. And some of us, at one time or another, all find ourselves asleep. We go to sleep. We go to sleep in the fear and the belief that there are powers out here. And then it's when we need to have one another stand with us, knowing that the consciousness that we are never slumbers or sleeps, but is always awake to its glory, its power, its omnipresence, its divine wisdom. You be that light to the world, a light that cannot be hid. And in that light, there is no darkness. All of these things called error, evil, death, lack, unemployment, unhappiness, it's all the darkness of human belief. But when we turn on the light, the spiritual awareness, there is no darkness. It's all gone, and there is only peace. The peace that passeth all understanding, which nothing in this world, nothing, can ever destroy. And if I go through deep waters, I go through them. I don't stay in them. I walk through them. And if I go through flames, they do not burn. And if I am cast into the lion's den, I know there is only right there the presence of love. Let us give our love to the world, remembering that every person in this world is in reality an angel with one wing, and the angels can only fly if they embrace one another in love. As we embrace one another in love and understanding, so let us embrace the whole world in that love that knows the spiritual reality and identity of every person. And then we shall fly to the Mount of Vision, where we see the glory we had with that divine consciousness since before there ever was an appearance world or a suggestion of any kind. That Mount of Vision, where there is only peace and love. Thank you.